say open around 10 on Sunday morning. Sunday morning is supposed to open at 10. So I opened by 9:30 because I had to clean up and everything. About 11 o'clock, three young gentlemen walked in with Colin Ty. The guy was so tired of choking and then had on a coat and had his button in his in July. I looked at him, I always was there.
Yeah.
I was in there, and I walked all around there. What can I do for the family? Yeah, let's do it. Let's sit there. Flooding up, I want to tell you, and wasn't going to church.
Yeah.
And they
all
about the same.
Now that's in Miami. Well, they're not as bad as that around here.
Before the cold get hot.
Yeah.
But they had their coat and collar tie on, had the coat buttoned up to tell it wasn't used to suit. Yeah, I've seen people in church pull the coats off and get hot.
Yeah.
Door was on Labor Day. Everybody gone. So I was sitting there in the window looking. White lady passed on wool suit.
What?
On wool suit. Looked out the window. So I walked out on the street to watch where she went. She went and stole that stove. So I went on over there. No, my eyes wasn't fooling me. That was a little suit for a little minute.
Uh-huh.
I walked on by and I looked at the suit. Pure wool. Had a coat button. Had a long sleeve blouse too. I went back to the money. When I got to see everything, not how to do.
Huh.
Well, after a while, I had a lady come in. She had on a suit and a big overcoat. I looked at her. I said, my sister, I don't know you come from. I know I don't. I said, why? I said, you have to be. No, it's not snowing. I said, well, how is it is you dress like it's snowing outside of home? I said, no way in the world I wear that many clothes in winter time. Not down this part of the country.
Yeah.
So I was a little cool when I left the house. I said, I wouldn't have been no little cool as I've been hot all night and all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, you was not out in the air like I am. I said, that wind ain't blowing out there that hard. When it was so hot out there, you could see heat waves from the street.
Mm.
And she had on a suit and a great big overcoat.
And did she
have something else, you get out there and get wet with sweat. Well, you stay cool then.
Right.
But long as you ain't used to the sun and don't get out and get wet with sweat, you faint out there.
Yeah. Too hot.
The problem I still do, but by me suffering with my head and I have high blood, I can't work out in the sun now. Not like I used to.
Yeah.
Sure, I used to get out and work from sun up to sundown 6 days a week. And that old sister there, she used to drop plants from my sister and I.
Oh.
Everybody else be tootled along. My sister had one rush out of the other, and the old sister was dropping two of us. When the other gets to the end, we to the end.
Yeah.
And she's had no trouble out of us. And one day, we was working with John McCrae.
Mr. John McCrae.
We used to go with Johnny that way. We get in the middle of the field and throw him
back.
He said, I'm going to run you devils out the field. And Mr. John, my hand's cold. I got to warm my hand. We waiting on another crew catch up song. I do have to keep them helping anybody.
Uh-huh.
And we get out there in the field, line them up, and be an extra sticker.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather get me a rowing to be the extra one. Cause them that you go to help up, he gonna stop.
He gonna stop.
If you think I'm lying, you be working in the field with somebody, and let them get behind. You get out your row and you turn around and hit him out.
Yeah.
He don't move all out that spot from where you saw him at and you got on the roof.
Yeah.
If you
had to hit him.
Yeah.
He'll stop.
He's so weird.
And for a while, we call him Bullman.
Bullman.
And boy, he...
That long out here?
Hmm, 4 miles.
Where?
4 miles.
Oh, way
down
there.
Right here, rough customer way. So in 60... I didn't go to work that Monday. That Tuesday I went up on the corner, so they said, Ain't nobody feel high, ain't nobody. My sister told me, she said, baby, let's go around the house and fix breakfast and eat and have fun today. I said, I'm going to work tomorrow if I take me a job. So ain't nobody going out but bull man. I ain't no man was standing behind me. I said, bull man, they call me bull woman. I said, he can't cuss a damn bit louder and damn bit stronger than I can. I said, he can't run no faster than I can. He can't fight no better than I can. So he said, there's my truck parked right over there. I think I want you to go to work today. Got out there, I worked about an hour. He called me. Come down, bull woman. You know what I want you to do? I said, no, I don't. I spoke to the bull, you going with me for 2 weeks. No. He said, I want you to be the field farm. Thank you. That evening, he told me, so I want you to take everybody's name down that you want to come back and don't want the money this afternoon. I don't need it. If them you don't want to come back, pay them off. Well, I worked out that all that week because I had to come home that Saturday. Mama was sick. Well, that Thursday, there was a gal. She was from Charlie Daniels' house up there behind. The bull man called me, bull gal. Uh-huh. Yep, doesn't back him up. We got on the road, and that car had to go to the bushes. When she come back out the bushes, we had done met up to where she was. No sooner we turned right on the road,
she come out.
She went to the bushes. So I told her, come on up here. That's now, take the road out. When you get through, I said, we're going over to the field. When we got out, she hadn't moved too far from where she was when we caught her roll up with that one. We hope on out. She told me she worried about a baby was sick. Got over another field. We wasn't doing nothing but pulling dirt up the cucumbers where the wind was blowing them over. We couldn't thin them. Where she started at on the end, that's where she was, and we got to the other end. Hope everybody's out. Bull man said, bull gal, look behind you. As I said, I'm waiting till the truck get round, bus rather. When the bus get round, I said, I got news for that. If you the boss. So some, another man, he came out that I just read for night check. He said, I see you got one of my hands out here, bull man. He said, yeah, so she wanted to come to work, and I wanted her to work. But night check said, you got a good one to work. He said, yeah, so she was just arguing about one of her hands back there. So I ain't got nothing to do with myself. She balls out here. So we stood there and we talked. And anyway, she do. She get there. And she skipped by
first
and told the door down.
Yeah.
She pulled that up one hill here and skipped by the door.
Yeah,
that's a cucumber. Well, I looked up and I told the boy, he's just going to ask, well, turn on this road here. Look back behind. He said, who is that back out anyhow? I said, just turn on the road. I was begging for her. She comes side and went there. I said, see the bush on. I said, when it get right out in park, I said, you don't get on it, please, ma'am. I need the work. I said, no, I said, honey, get on the bus. So I called Bullman. I said, hey, Bullman, what time you got? It was 10:30. I said, that's all I want to know. Go get on the bus, baby. She got up there on the bus that evening. She asked the bull man, could she go back out there to work that evening? She said, call the bull girl and ask her. She said, yeah, you can go to work. She said, no, you got to stay on the bus, so time to go home this evening. I said, no, honey, I said, I think you sick instead of the baby. I said, I think you better stay on the bus, so I ain't got no money to pay the doctor bill.
Yeah.
And that next morning, we didn't care back either.
Yeah.
But what wrong with we was working at the bathroom. No man would come out there. Joe? I want to tell that thing. Joe? I did. Get your crew and go search this place and do such and such a thing. The crew was already there. Y'all go to Joe Shish really went through some time now, and people know you be talking about in that wall. And I haven't seen him no more in that several days. He just come back, tell him what to do, go on.
Now that's the same man down there?
Bone man be used to farm with in Newberry.
Oh, in Newberry?
Boy, we was working on the farm, he come out there. Now he just figured, from the time that we started, my sister and I, we started working for him. We moved on the place the last of 44. From the time we moved on the place until we all left there, he figured that we know everything. He never to come out there and show us like a lot of people.
He didn't show us.
He'd come down, adjust the boat guns, I want y'all to do certain such things, certain such places. Him and his black folk gone. When time comes to start gathering the bath or topping or supping or something, if he come out and the crew there, he tell them, well, y'all go on down the field, the girls will show you what to do.
Well, did you all know Sue's folks over there? What's her name? What's her parents? That was her grandmama that sold the milk and butter, threw it around in the buggy.
And Sue
got his car. And then Sue went with him.
Oh, yes.
Or with her.
And she was spoiled.
Sue was spoiled?
She was spoiled, I think.
Yeah. But she don't want to act it now, does she?
She was spoiled when she was little.
She ain't spoiled now.
Well, I thought she was little.
Where'd that happen when you were talking about that son is on the handle? How'd you say that? Oh, I've forgotten that. Never heard that before. is that an old saying?
What was that?
About son's on the handle. Don't you know you're waiting 11 o'clock?
Hangar.
Son was getting
in the hangar.
In the hangar.
Hangar.
In the hangar. Oh, the son was getting in the hangar.
The leg is supposed to go by the sun to knock off 12 o'clock.
Yes.
The leg is supposed to be straight up there. When it gets that long now, it never moves.
Yes.
The leg will be 3 hours before it'll move again. Get in the hangar then, and in the evening time, we get right back over here, that's cold in here.
Over next
and wouldn't move on around for nothing. It's getting on there about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it'll stay there, look like 50 hours, be in the hangar then.
Yeah.
Every time you look up, it's still in that same spot.
In the hangar.
And just about time for it to knock off, it moved just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, son, moving out the hangar when I get right down here and walk on. My old man here tickled me.
Where was that?
Right there, Trenton.
Oh.
He just walked along there just a nice time. All day long, we would have talked. I'd have told him to leave out there to the barn or leave it home. Well, I don't sing, no talking, no laughing out on my job.
Oh, this actually happened over there.
Mm-hmm.
Over around Trenton.
I looked at it. I was good by 11 o'clock. I'm looking for the sun. My son, I'm getting in the hangar now. He look at me. Where is on? In the evening time, I look at him. Well, my son, I'm getting in the hangar. Now, this white man's son going down, and mine gonna rise the rest. He'd turn red, and he'd leave out the field. Because he gonna fire you. Well, he had me. I was fired looking for a job. Looking for a job. Ain't some of them men. Well, I don't know about a job. It ain't slavery time. Start talking. Well, that's when they're about 2 or 3 days later. He said, Joe, what's wrong? What you mean by the sun getting in the hangar? I said, well, it is in the hangar. I was going to get right up there. I said, hang up. Won't move. I went around over here. It's in the hangar.
It hangs up and won't move.
They look at me. All of them look at me like I was crazy. You know what you mean about this saying, a white man's son going down, your son picking a ride? I said, well, you waiting about his son here, from sun up to sun down. I said, the moon got to be my son.
Uh-huh.
I said, when your son go down my rise, I said, I can do anything I want by my son.
Yes,
the time
sir.
I knock on him, I get back.
You can go out on that road and go anywhere you want to go.
I said, nobody bought me by my son. He started letting us talk out there, sing out there, laugh out there, all we wanted. He was the best man away for them.
Is that right?
You can break some of them.
Can you?
He said, oh, yeah, you can
easy
broke.
Is that right?
This young man, Mr. Natchek, I was telling you about, told Bull Man about, I was a good worker. He didn't want to laugh and talk on his field. Therefore, my first morning I went out there to work.
You can easy broke.
Is that right?
This young man, Mr. Natchek, I was telling you about, told Bull Man about, I was a good worker. He didn't want to laugh and talk on his field. Therefore, my first morning I went out there to work. My sister Ann and I was laughing. All right, y'all girls can leave, all of you all. I want all of you to hear this. Leave your laughing and talking up here on the truck until 12 o'clock. That's all this to them. You hand the line of mouth easy until you get it out. Because if it's snatched, you might bite it off. You can leave your talking up here on the truck. I didn't know how to leave my talking up there. I can't pull my tongue out of my mouth and leave it there on the truck. So I bet you I want to leave my talking nowhere tomorrow. I kept on that evening. I done got tired and hot and mad. And I said something to somebody. And he come talking about it. Told you I let me tell you one damn thing. That's when you fired me this morning, so I was fine looking for a job. And I'm still fine looking for a job. That's all you want is a day's work. I said, I think I'm giving you a day's work. I said, I tell you what, I said, you just give my $2, now let me go home. He looked at me and turned around and went on back out the field. Ain't said another word. That next morning, he was on the corner. So I was standing up there and said, you going back out there where you was? I said, no, that's because I can't talk out there. He said, you guys can talk all you want to. Get on truck. He said, I found that's still more work when you talk than you do when you don't talk. You know what I'm saying? You mean to tell me you cussed that man? I said, I was only cussing my ass. I fired him. I said, this his job, ain't mine. I said, you let him know pay me when payday comes. I said, he do to pay me every night anyhow. I said, I ain't gonna work no damn more than he pay me every night. So he told me if I get on truck last morning. I said, you gonna pay me tonight? You girl, I didn't tell you girls want your money every night. I said, you be done played over it all day. I said, let me play over it all night. If I work on installment plans, day I work when I knock off, they'll lay my money. So that evening when we knocked off, told us all lined up, as we walked by, and he paid us all the money.
Is that right?
Yeah, he paid us every evening.
Now, where was that?
Then 4 miles. Now, if you don't know pay off every evening, if you work on regular farm.
Yeah.
But if you just catching days work pay off every evening.
But when was you down there?
I just left her down there when she got sick. But I worked on the farm in over a year now. My head and blood won't allow me to work out there in that sun.
Too much sun, too much stooping. That stooping don't help either, does it?
Don't get too much stooping now, unless you pick a cucumber or something like that.
Yeah.
Because most of their planted steak tomatoes, they were planting ground tomatoes on the parts where I was mixed so bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what got Miss Bootsy, that all that stooping up there.
This month. Yeah, lady came out here on day 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And signed up.
Mm-hmm.
See, the reason why the her check will start so soon as on the part, so they already have age and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just a few questions that she had to find out on the part her mother was sick. So she told her to look for a check around the temple this month.
Oh, that'd be nice. They pay her $40 a month, too, to take care of
her? $10 a week.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's Culpepper.
Mm-hmm. $10.
Second one in the hospital, we had to pay the first $40 for the hospital.
Yeah.
If she had been getting her old age assistant, we wouldn't have had to pay nothing. Not even had to pay for her medicine. So the 5th of this month, she's going to mail her medicine card to the drugstore.
Down here.
Mm-hmm. So after the 5th, all her medicine, we wanted to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to go back to the hospital, we wanted to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking off her Social Security check, but it's Medicare. They're going to add that back on the welfare. I'll pay that $3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we got to pay Dr. Daly $50 for their pay, for the Medicare will pay the doctor bill. So I'm going to get in touch with Ms. Carl Pepper and see if the welfare will pay that doctor $50.
Mm-hmm.
After done, we just had to scrape it up the best way we can.
That's right, smart scrape.
That's a big scrape.
That's a big scrape, yeah. Dr. Daly.
Dr. I.A. Daly.
Dr. I.A. Daly. And all you had to do was go over there and you'd fuss with you a little bit and...
Now, where you going, little shorty? I don't know what see you till you get sick. Now, lay out the way, Doc. Well, go on there and sit down before you fall. I look like you're about to fall. I ain't going to wait on you. I'm just going to let you sit down and rest. You go on back there and wash your hand and come back. Get up there on the table. I might look at you. No good and well, he fixing it down and see what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Get school. Get my medicine. Well, come back such and such a time. Yeah. Well, I'll see you next time you get sick. He was honest with me either, unless he went to somebody's house and I'd be there.
Huh.
He had an office in Reddick. His nurse was named Jane. Sometimes she wouldn't be there, and he'd have a patient that need help, and I'd be passing. Come here, little shorty. What you gonna do? How your nerves this morning? My nerves, all right, ain't nothing wrong with my nerves. Come on in here, I got a little job for you. Women have little babies there, and they talk about nerves. They can't stand to see their baby take a shot or nothing. Go that whole little devil until he pants like a bear. I said, I can stand to see something be done to a baby as long as it happened. But if it ain't happened, now I can't stand to see nobody do nothing to him. Hmm? Yeah, I could have stopped that easily. All I had to do was set her down in my lap and shake her a time or two. She stopped.
He learned pretty fast.
She know what that meant.
Now that's over with Dr. Daly's.
No, they all take him to a school nurse, didn't
they? Oh, I see.
But it was a funny thing. I was a child. I love your white sand. They couldn't stop me from eating it.
Eating it?
And every time Dr. Daly come in the neighborhood, somebody's house, they were sick. He had to come up on the hill to me. And if then nobody come and tell him, he said, well, I guess I'll go on by and see little shorty. 9 out of 10, I'll be sick too.
Just eating, just love that white sand.
I love that white sand.
Uncle Buddy. Now, he didn't have to scold you but once.
He whipped me one time. He whipped me one time. He whipped me no more. All my whippings come from old folks and that old lady right there. Right there. So he'd get tired of whipping me and say, I don't know what that is. He didn't whip me either.
Yeah.
If he said, don't whip me, they didn't whoop me. Or if they whoop me, he told them not. When he leave that house, I get out there on that porch. Gal, put that snuffing out there. I'll go out down the orange tree. What was that hit old man had to, oh, I'd be baptized in? What's the matter, baby? Come in, tell Papa. Stop crying now and tell me. They whooped me. Whoop you by what? What you told me not to whoop me by? Come on, man. Did I tell whoop the gal? You ain't doing nothing wrong, that old hollerhead young. I told you to whoop, and I meant not to whoop him. They get out of his way, too. That's what they get out of his way. Or he get that old shotgun that walk into the school, and he raised him some sand. He didn't care who it was.
He got his shotgun down.
Get that old shotgun, you better move. He bleeds in that shotgun, that walking stick.
Yeah, and the walking stick.
See, he walk on stick all the time.
Yeah.
And he get to hop around on that walking stick, you better move. Old and young and play it off buddy. And I didn't care what I see you do.